Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, a criminal gang member has been jailed today for laundering over €750,000 of organised crime money using 27 bank accounts and five fake companies. 28-year-old Carlene Sintai, who's originally from Romania, has an address at Jameson Orchard, Malahide. And Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, joins me now to tell us more on this. What do you know, Paul?
Well, Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan of the Garda Bureau of Fraud Investigation has described this as a significant conviction as part of targeting an organised crime gang which laundered €1.5 million worth of the proceeds of crime in cash from various criminal scams. And these include ATM frauds, smishing frauds where people are sent texts on their phone and they're lured to give over money. The Garda also suspect that they're involved in organised prostitution. Now, the gang member who's jailed today for 4.5 years is Kalen Sintai. He's 28. He's originally from Romania, but he lived in Malahide. Now, he used fake Irish and UK driving licenses and fake Romanian identity cards. He set up 27 bank accounts. He also set up five fake companies. He tried to apply for a PPS numbers, and he himself was convicted today for being involved in laundering more than €750,000 of money that is the proceeds of organised crime. For example, one victim of the money laundering crime was a woman who was on maternity leave, and while she was on maternity leave, she had €10,000 stolen from her after she was sent a fake text from Revenue saying she was entitled to a refund. There was another fraud that he was involved in, where he used a loophole to scam Tesco out of large sums of money. Now, he and another man used fake gift cards to buy expensive items in bigger Tesco stores. You're talking about whiskey, champagne, vacuum cleaners, laptops, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the loophole, now we're told in court today, the loophole in the Tesco gift card scam has since been rectified. But there was also ATM scams that the gang was involved in as well. They used a method to prize cash out of ATM dispensers by hand. They caused €18,000 worth of damage to ATMs all around Leinster. And in this scam, they managed to steal a total of nearly €8,000 in cash.
So a very sophisticated operation indeed. What did Callan Sintai's defence counsel have to say, Paul?
Yeah, his defence counsel said that he came to Ireland about 8 years ago from Romania, has worked in low-paid delivery jobs. His mother followed him over shortly, and she works as a hospital staff nurse, and he has a partner here. She said that he was hanging around with his fellow countrymen, built up a gambling debt, needed to pay it off, said he was a small cog in an enormous wheel. But really, I mean, the Gardaí believes that this was a major criminal enterprise. His defence counsel said he got involved with sinister individuals. Now, the judge accepted that he was paid modestly, that he wasn't a master criminal, but he said he was a busy criminal. He used intelligence, charm and guile, and because of that, he jailed him for 4.5 years.
Okay, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thank you very much indeed.